We're coming to the next phrase, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. They speak of God's discipline. The rod was a symbol of the shepherd's strength and authority in any serious situation. He relies on the rod to safeguard both himself and his flock. It's also the instrument that the shepherd used to discipline any wayward sheep that insisted on wandering away. The rod, therefore, speaks of the word of God. It's the word of God that we can count on again and again to counter the assaults and the attacks of Satan. The word of God is powerful. It is how God disciplines us when we are wayward, and how it can also protect us against the fiery darts of Satan. The staff is designed to use only with the sheep. The staff is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, which speaks of guidance and protection, comfort, and power. The 11th provision that Jesus has, the shepherd has for us here, thou wilt anoint my head with oil. It speaks of consecration. Sheep are especially troubled by nose fleas. These are tiny fleas that buzz around the sheep's head, trying to lay eggs in the wet mucous membranes of the sheep's nose. When the eggs hatch, the larvae work their way up the nasal passages into the sheep's head, causing intense irritation. For relief, the sheep will beat their heads against trees, rocks, brush, even to the ground to get relief. It may even kill itself in the process. To prevent this happening, the shepherd prepares a special oil which he applies to the sheep's head and nose. D.L. Moody was once asked why he kept talking about the filling of the Spirit. He kept talking about that every time he spoke, he probably talked about the filling of the Spirit. One lady got tired of him talking about the filling of the Spirit and says, "Why are you always talking about the filling of the Spirit?" And he said, "Lady, because I leak." Well, we're getting to the second last point, which is I counted 13 points of provisions for a poor sheep. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Speaks of blessing. Without our good shepherd with us, we are lost. We're poor. We're bankrupt. But with Jesus as our shepherd, we're not poor any longer. Goodness, look, it's behind us. And mercy, goodness supplies all our needs. Mercy blots out our sins. All the days refers not only to the bright sunny days, but to the dark days as well. The days of fasting as well as the days of feasting. The dreary days of summer as well as the dreary days of winter. Follow wherever I go. God not only walks before us, he leads us to places of rest and refreshment, but his goodness follows us behind us as well. So when you have goodness on one side behind you, you got mercy behind you, and you got the shepherd ahead of you, he's got you covered. We are not poor, we're rich. So as we close our time together, we can say that we are the poor sheep, but let the poor say, "I am rich." Let the weak say, "I am strong." Amen. And look at that last verse again. Look at that last part. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And the next point is, how long is this for? Forever and ever. For eternity. That's a long time. And so I want to close with the verse in Revelation chapter 7. Because I believe that David is referring not only to this life, and we get a little taste of what the Good Shepherd means to us and does for us with all these provisions, but what's going to happen when we finally get to heaven. The final view, the complete view of the Lord is my shepherd. He came here as a lamb for sacrifice, a lamb to save us. But what happens in Revelation 7 when all of us stand before the throne of God? Revelation 7 verse 9. I looked, and there is, behold, a great multitude that no one can count, from every tribe and nation, people and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. That includes us and people from all over the world. They were wearing white robes. They were carrying palm branches in their hands. They cried out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne." But I like the following verses as well, because it refers to the people who've come out of the earth with suffering and gone through the great tribulation. He says, these people are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away tears from their eyes. Total satisfaction, total joy forever and ever. That is our future, brothers and sisters. That's our hope. That is what we face with the final fulfillment of Psalm 23. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this morning when we can just have a glimpse on the taste of what the Good Shepherd provides for us. So many times we look at our circumstances, we look at our poverty, we look at the challenges we face, and we feel sorry for ourselves. But help us to grasp these truths this morning. Help us to really think about them, because we've just tasted a little bit, but one day there was every sadness and every trial will be abolished. And there we'll see none of the things that we see around us today, the suffering, the pain, the sickness, and even the evil around us. But one day we'll have that total satisfaction as the Lord not only came as the Lamb, but he will lead us as a shepherd forever and ever for all the good things you have for us. We worship you today. We glorify you. Thank you for Psalm 23. Thank you for the millions of people who've been blessed for that. Not only King David, but we millions and millions of people have had the same blessings as this psalm has been read in many parts of the world. We worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.